Fisher pleaded guilty to 12 offences relating to his activities, which allowed millions of images to be shared across the world. An international operation shut it down, but officers say there was nothing on there that was off limits. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt has been following the case at Chester Crown Court.
Well, the judge who's jailed Nathan Bake said that there's very little that shocks the public these days. So much is available on the internet, he said, but this case really does.
Israel has launched strikes on what it says were Hezbollah terror targets in Lebanon. It followed the death of an Israeli woman in a rocket attack in the north of the country. Bristol University has lost an appeal against a ruling that it discriminated against a student with chronic anxiety who took her own life before a big presentation. The institution says it was trying to get clarification from unis across the country for when staff don't know that someone has a disability or when it hasn't been diagnosed. Ukraine says it has successfully sunk a Russian warship in the Black Sea. Local media say a search and rescue operation using helicopters is currently taking place. The Bank of England governor says the latest inflation figures are welcome, but he's waiting on other numbers out tomorrow to tell him something else important about the economy.
We will find out whether we had a so-called technical recession or not, depending on what the fourth quarter number is. We didn't have a recession in the forecast, but it's at best flat, and it wouldn't take much to tip it either way, frankly.
Andrew Bailey has been speaking to a committee in the House of Lords this afternoon. Official data shows that inflation held firm at 4% last month. And a return date for Anton Deck's last ever series of Saturday Night Takeaway has been confirmed. It'll be back on ITV the weekend after next. The pair announced in May that the 20th series would be their last. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight's showery spells of rain become more persistent and heavier overnight. Breezy yet mild with overnight lows of 11. Thursday is going to be drier with a mix of clouds and bright spells. Rain will develop later in the day though. It will have a gentle breeze and it will be a mild day with highs of 15.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say. Time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
sending alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh, my bad habits lead to you. Ooh, my bad habits lead to you.
It's the last hour here on Drive With Me, Joe Bailey. I know we've made it to the last hour here anyway. We have some fabulous music coming up for the rest of the hour. I've picked out so many 80s ones, but I'm going to... We'll do about four. I'm going to stick to four for this hour, but they are all fabulous ones. And also, I've been promising for the whole day, and I've not had a chance to fit it in yet because we've been ever so busy. There's a new poll alert. Yeah, still haven't made that klaxon sound yet. I will get it sorted for you. And apparently, this is the top 10 most boring things in life. I'm a bit surprised by some of them. I want to know if you get bored by some of them. Well, and they'll be coming up within the next hour. But for now, the fabulous Terry Hall and Funboy Free with Tunnel of Love.
Consequences, altered cases, broken noses, altered faces, my ego altered, altered egos, wherever I go, so does me go. Walk through the fields where the flowers are growing, carve out your names on the first tree you see. There are 22 catches when you strike your matches and get down on your knees in the tunnel of love. As really good friends, but you know how it always ends in the tunnel of love. So you get engaged and have a party, only 17 when the wedding bells chime. Got a room with a view and a kid on the way. Hope you make it to the church on time, cause the wedding list longer, the bottom drawer is getting fuller, and you're not getting any younger. Can things get any better in the tunnel of love?
The tunnel of love.
You fall in fever
in the tunnel of love,
and think of yourselves as really good friends, but you know how it always ends in the tunnel. You gave up your friends for a new way of life, and both ended up as ex and wife. There were 22 catches when you struck your matches and threw away your life in the tunnel of love.
The tunnel of love.
You fell in fever
in the tunnel of love,
and thought of yourselves as really good friends, but you know.
My one and only, all my life.
Take me on a date. breeze, bye bye, what you need. You got the 9 to 5, but baby, so do I. So don't be thinking I'll be home and making apple pies. I never learned to cook, but I can fight a hook. Sing along with me, sing, sing along with me.
Song that from Meghan Trainor with Dear Future Husband. Now, not only is it Valentine's Day today, but it's also Becky's Hill's birthday. Yes, she's 30 today. Happy birthday, Becky. As always, I know you're listening. But do you know where we first saw her, though? I'll tell you what, I'll tell you after we play the track.
To my life, hit a lot of turbulence, you know. One too many arguments, I have to let go. Forgive you, I know. You say you wanna try, and I see you change before my eyes into somebody new. Oh, no empty promises, I need to know. My fears, couple insecurities deep down, but I'ma give you all of me, give you my best.
celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
So, back to Becky Hill. We first actually saw her in the very first season of The Voice UK in 2014. So that was 10 years ago. It's surprising. You forget how long some people have been around for, to be fair. So there's Becky Hill's birthday today. If it's yours, hope you are having a marvellous one. Now, we're going back to the 80s again. I did promise there'd be a couple more. We've got A Good Heart with Fergal Sharkey, and he really has got a good heart. All the stuff he does to save all our waterways nowadays. This is Fergal Sharkey.
I hear a lot of stories, I suppose they could be true.
going to be checking out the travel for you, the local travel, as well as a little bit further afield. But first, we've got another one from our A-list. We've got One of These Days from Busted.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. Though it might be working out today, it might not. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever.
If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
FM travel news.
Well, there are delays on the M25 anti-clockwise at the Dartford Tunnels. Travel time is 35 minutes. Stop-start traffic the other side as well on the bridge. This is clockwise between Junction 31 on the M25 and Junction 1A. You're looking at around a 25 to 35 minutes delay there. Now, on the A12, we're still closed southbound at Junction 26, that is, due to an accident involving the lorry and the roadworks. Very long delays back to Junction 28, Colchester Football Stadium and through Stanway and Lexton. A130 southbound slow traffic approaching Fair Glen interchange. A13 eastbound slow traffic between Stanford Lee Hope and the Five Bells interchange there as well. Chelmsford slow traffic between Greenbury Way and between Margaretta and 3 Mile Hill. In Brentwood, slow traffic on the Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street. And in Billericay, slow traffic on Southend Road northbound between Barleylands Farm and London Road. Chelmsford, slow traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout. Very long delays in the Colchester area, really, due to the A12 closure at Junction 26 on Stanway and Leon C. Slow traffic London Road eastbound, A13, between Eastwood Road and Southbourne Grove. Rail is looking okay, so on the Tube, though, there's severe delays on the Bakerloo line between Stonebridge Park and Harrow and Wilston. Minor delays on the Central line, minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line, underground station is closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town, and finally, there's no service on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport due to engineering works. That's it from the travel updates from me.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, one for your diary, 1st of March on the Friday. You're looking at a comedy night for Billericay Town FC. Well, not for, but at Billericay Town FC. The new lodge at Bluntswall Road in Billericay. Now, it's performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis, Mad Adlington and Prakash Jajardhan. It's actually hosted by Mad Adlington. I couldn't read then. I need to change my glasses. Now, the showtime is at 8pm. Tickets are £15. And for more details, you can come to phoenixfm.com, go to the events page, and you will have all the relevant links for you there. So that's the comedy night at Billericay Town FC on Friday, the 1st of March.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This one is for Julie, who is a Chelsea fan and has requested Chelsea Dagger. It's your birthday as well, so hope you are having a brilliant day. Even though you are a Chelsea fan, but anyway. Chelsea Dagger, hope you are having a fabulous birthday. Thanks for your request as well, always appreciate it. Football family, that's what we are. Now, I am going to play another track from the independent artist New music. Now, this band actually might feel a bit familiar to you. If you're kind of a regular listener, then you know I love myself a bit of kind of Laurel Canyon sound. Now, that's from this kind of 60s and 70s, California. If you can picture kind of Crosby, Stills and Nash, Mamas and Papas and the Birds, then you're kind of in the right mode there. Now, this is a band I'm really excited about. They've actually got a gig at Norwich Arts Centre on the 19th of March and the Moth Club in London on the 27th. They're all over the UK at the moment as well, but they're the closest ones to us. So if you like harmonies and well, then you are going to love this band. Here are the Hanging Stars, and this is their latest track, Sweet Light. Stars with Sweet Light. See, it's got that lovely sound to it. Now, if you want to have a look at thehangingstars.com, and again, I'll put all of the tracks that I've played up today on the Phoenix FM website very, very late this evening, probably just before midnight. But you'll be able to find all the links from the brand new music that I've played today on Independent Drive Day. Now, we have Veronica's with Here to Dance.
Look what they started. Hungry for more. They're spitting garbage. I'm getting bored and broken hearted.
I'm here as well to tell you what the Shake It Off session is today. We've got 20 minutes, but it'll be fitted in. And it is Cyndi Lauper. We girls just want to have fun. So when you're here, Taylor, you know what's coming next. Right, as promised, the new poll alert. I normally do this in the first or second hour, but I thought, oh, well, come on, I'll fit it in for the last one. So basically, these are the top 10 most boring things in life, apparently, anyway, because more of us have actually dedicated to having more fun this year, apparently. And so this is how the poll came about, for the most boring things that we can do. So I'll just go through some of the top 10 and see if yours is amongst them. So going through junk mail, I have to do that, although I do check because sometimes one does creep through. Oh, thank goodness that Darren isn't listening. I couldn't have done this yesterday because 9 is cricket, but I should have whispered that one. 8 is watching golf. Well, we do love our sport here on Phoenix FM, to be fair. But 7, this is the one, right? Accepting cookies when you can't you know what that's like when you can't get to the website that you're on. You have all these cookies come up and it says, please tick these boxes, do you agree? Now if you start ticking them, you can be 4 minutes sometimes going through them all once you scroll down to make sure that no, you're not agreeing that everybody can have your details. Yes, no, I agree with that one. 6, people taking photos of their food. Yes, that does get a little bit tedious, I must admit. Video adverts where you can't skip before you actually want to watch the movie or the film or whatever you're watching on TV. Talking about coronavirus, yes, that is boring nowadays. And 1 is having no Wi-Fi. How can that be the most boring thing? But anyway, I don't know who these people are in the polls. Please do email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. If you have ever been stopped and asked to do a poll, do let me know, won't you? Anyway, I couldn't think of a track to play and I thought, oh, the 80s one popped up in my head. Pet Shop Boys, being boring. Pet Shop Boys being boring. Yes, that's the last one from the 80s. Or is it? No, we've got one more coming up as well. Let's have another listen, though, to guess the intro. I'm going to be playing this track right out at the end of the show for you.
Guess the intro.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Simon Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Now let's find out what's coming up for you tonight.
Every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join Neil Field for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punktronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Well, before Darren and Nick, George Hanlon, of course, is going to be taking over for me. I'm not sure what he's got going on today. Could be something Valentine-ish. It could be 666. I'm not sure, but that is coming up, at 6. 7 o'clock, of course, we've got the people and the team, I should say, back from the Orient Hour. A roundup of everything happening over at the O's. And, as I said, we've got curveballs on tonight. A little bit of everything. Such an eclectic taste our Nick has got. And February the 14th, he is speaking to, what a name, really. What a person to line up for Valentine's Day. Alexander Valentine. So he's going to be chatting to him on tonight's show. And he's just heard the brilliant Darren Mutu. 2 hours of old school reggae. But now, shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. girls just want to have fun. And we do. Because I only found out as well the other day what Galentine's Day is. I didn't know. It's all those people that don't celebrate Valentine's Day and they just kind of get together. And actually, speaking of that, that's a great segue. I see what I mean. I didn't even think of it myself. But if you want to catch up on any of the guests that I have in, you can go to phoenixfm.com, Joe Bailey or Drive, and you can catch up. Now, you know, tomorrow it is Thursday, so we will be having our own Drive's yoga teacher / well-being and mindfulness coach, Michelle Spencer, in the studio tomorrow. But you can catch up online now from last week's chat that we had, because she talks about heart openers and all things like that, and a little bit about Valentine's as well, so you can catch up with that. And also, on Friday then, we have another singer-songwriter live in the studio. Yes, a Drive live session from Nish Faith. She's going to be live in the studio. I can't remember if it's 3:30 or 4:30, but I'll let you know that tomorrow. So all that is coming up on Drive this week, as well as the brilliant music. And if you want to, any requests whatsoever, you can do that radio@phoenixfm.com, put Drive in, or of course, you know, on my socials, which seems to be the most popular way, at Joe Bailey Music, and I will make sure that I will play it for you as long as it's in the library. Now, guess the intro. We are going to play out with the brilliant song from Anastasia, I'm Out of Love. You have a brilliant night, no matter what you are doing, whether you're celebrating Valentine's Day or not. Just have a fabulous day and be your fabulous self. Here's Anastasia with I'm Out of Love. Night.
Said how many times?